Hello, everyone. This is the last time I use an article. While I'm doing an episode. It says, well, I'm saying that I will officially do the Off the Dome with the Dictionary after. I'm just closing agonizing chapters in my life, fully dealing with them all, getting all the earthly healing that I can get and keep in this life so I can help others get earthly healing in this life for themselves and for all of us too. So here we go. It says, well, before I go on what the article says, this is my last church episode, okay? Because we're talking about AshleyEaster.com. This came out September 20th, 2017. And it says, Joseph, a male sexual abuse survivor in the Bible. It says, in the Bible, we find many stories of abuse and sexual abuse of women. But did you know there are also stories of sexual abuse and sexual harassment of men? So here's the part where I comment. There are men enduring abuse in this world. There are men enduring misuse in this world. There are men enduring debasement in this world. There are men enduring degradation in this world. There are men enduring desecration in this world. There are men enduring injuries in this world. There are men enduring damage in this world. There are men enduring harm in this world. There are men enduring hurt in this world. There are men enduring wrongs in this world. There are men enduring injustices in this world. There are men enduring insults in this world. There are men enduring mistreatment in this world. There are men enduring violations in this world. There are men enduring traumas in this world. There are men enduring victimization in this world. There are men enduring the crimes of predators in this world. There are men enduring the felonies of perpetrators in this world. There are men enduring malevolence in this world. There are men enduring violation in this world. There are men enduring mishandling in this world. There are men enduring mismanagement in this world. There are men enduring pollution in this world. There are men enduring defilement in this world. There are men enduring perversion in this world. There are men who are enduring involuntary prostitution in this world. There are men who are not getting care in this world. There are men that are not receiving respect in this world. There are men that are not experiencing veneration in this world. The article goes on to say, there's the well-known story of Sodom and Gomorrah, where the angels, who were perceived to be men, were sexually harassed by the men of the city who wished to violently gang rape them. How does that make me feel? That makes me feel angry. It makes me feel enraged. It makes me feel irate. That makes me feel raging. That makes me feel fuming. That makes me furious. That makes me feel infuriated. That makes me feel fiery. That makes me feel fierce. It says, Lot took them into his home for safety, but tragically offered his daughters to be gang raped instead. I am displeased. I am annoyed. I am ferocious. I am outraged. I am steamed up. I'm at the boiling point. I'm boiling. I'm hot under the collar. I'm indignant. I feel wrathful. I feel vexed. I feel sullen. I feel all worked up. Then it says, thankfully, the angels did not allow the young women to be abused in this way. This story is nearly identical to the story of the gang rape concubine in Judges chapter 19, where the men of the city all gathered with violence on their minds. The only major difference is the concubine was a woman, not a man, and she was raped, not spared like the male angels. I feel heartache, I feel distress, I feel misery, I feel disgust, I feel exasperation, I feel worry, I feel discontent, I feel aches and pains, I feel impatience, I feel mortification. I feel nervousness. I feel unhappiness. Then it goes on to say, there are also practices in the Roman Empire common in the New Testament times where boys and male slaves could be sexually abused by their owner, master, or benefactor without legal repercussion because they were of a lesser status. This is called pederasty. How does all this make me feel? This all This makes me feel downhearted, downcast, despondent, and despairing. This also makes me feel disconsolate, desolate, glum, and depressed. The article goes on to say, I have mentioned before that Jesus came to earth as a man, experienced a form of sexual abuse on the cross as well. Forced stripping and forced public nakedness falls under the definition of sexual abuse. That makes me feel brokenhearted, crestfallen, low-spirited, melancholic, and melancholy. The article goes on to say, today I would like to talk about the story of Joseph. Not only was Joseph abused when his brothers threw him into the pit and then sold him into slavery, he also experienced sexual harassment and possible forms of sexual assault by Potiphar's wife. As the story goes, Joseph was sold as a slave to Potiphar. The Lord blessed Joseph and he gained favor with his master Potiphar, but we must not forget that he was still a slave viewed as property of the household. How does all this make me feel? All this makes me feel hasty and sudden anger. Hasty and sudden anger is connected to the impulse for self-preservation. It is shared by humans and other animals, and it occurs when the animal feels tormented or trapped. This form of anger is episodic. This makes me feel subtle and deliberate anger, which is a reaction to perceived deliberate harm or unfair treatment by others. This form of anger is episodic. This also makes me feel dispositional anger, which is related more to character traits than to instincts or cognitions. Irritability, sullenness, and churlishness are examples of the last forms of anger. So, you want to know how I feel about this? I feel hasty and sudden anger, subtle and deliberate anger, and dispositional anger. It says, Potiphar's wife began to notice Joseph and give him unwanted sexual invitations. It is easy, perhaps, to look at the situation as two equals with one wishing for a relationship and the other declining. But we cannot not forget the power differentiation that was present. It is important to note that even if these sexual advances were welcome, the relationship could never be truly consensual because of the power differentiation and the threat of repercussion if Joseph resisted. This type of sexual abuse was also committed by Thomas Jefferson, who kept Sally Hemings as a sex slave. Whether she ever felt warm feelings toward him or not, this was not a free and consensual relationship. She was still viewed as property. How does all this make me feel? This is all pure evil behavior, pure evil bearing, pure evil deportment, pure evil comportment, pure evil demeanor, pure evil air, pure evil presence, pure evil carriage. C-A-R-R-I-A-G, pure evil conduct, pure evil manners, pure evil actions, pure evil attitudes, pure evil way of life, pure evil speech, pure evil talk, pure evil tone, pure evil morals, pure evil habits, pure evil tact, pure evil social graces, pure evil correctness, pure evil decorum, which is an oxymoron. There's no decorum in pure evil. Pure evil form, pure evil convention. Well, there's nothing conventional about pure evil. Pure evil deeds, pure evil acts, pure evil roles, pure evil performances, pure evil routines, pure evil practices, pure evil styles, pure evil codes, pure evil expressions. That's how that makes me feel. It says, not only was Potiphar's wife making sexual comments to Joseph against his will, a form of sexual harassment, she also had a distinct position of power over him that disallowed him from leaving or properly defending himself. The story goes on to say that she became even more aggressive and actually grabbed Joseph by the clothes, attempting to force him into having sex with her, which is sexual assault. Joseph ran away in anger. She accused him of trying to rape her. She used her position of power over him to get Joseph thrown in jail. So my thoughts are, is that in our world, a lot of boys and men are broken. A lot of boys and men are fractured. A lot of boys and men are shattered. A lot of boys and men are hurt. A lot of boys and men are ruptured. A lot of boys and men are burst. A lot of boys and men are splintered. A lot of boys and men are smashed. A lot of boys or men are in pieces. A lot of boys and men are collapsed. A lot of boys and men are destroyed. A lot of boys and men are pulverized. A lot of boys and men are crumbled. A lot of boys and men are mutilated. A lot of boys and men are bruised. A lot of boys and men are injured. A lot of boys and men are damaged. A lot of boys and men are rent. A lot of boys and men are split. A lot of boys and men are cracked. A lot of boys and men are mangled. A lot of boys and men are dismembered. A lot of boys and men are fragmentary. A lot of boys and men are disintegrated. A lot of boys and men are crippled on the inside. A lot of boys and men are shredded. A lot of boys and men are crushed. A lot of boys and men are gashed. A lot of boys and men are defective. And a lot of boys and men are busted. A lot of boys and men are robbed of being whole. A lot of boys and men are robbed of being intact. And a lot of boys and men are robbed of being sound. It says, I have heard this story cited as a proof that false rape allegations happen about 2-8% of the time. Rape allegations are deemed unfounded is not the same as untrue. Compare this story of false allegation to the many, many other true sexual abuse stories in the Bible, and it puts things in perspective. This is a rare occurrence. People who use this story as a banner to wave attempting to discredit victims of abuse have completely lost sight of what is happening in the story. This proves to me that our society is not functioning properly. Our society is defective. Our society is inoperable. Our society is in need of repair. Our society is in disrepair. Our society is out of order. Our society is busted. Our society has gone to pot. Our society is screwed up. Our society is fucked up. Our society is shot. Our society has gone haywire. Our society is on the fritz. Our society is on the blink. Our society is shitty. Our society has gone to pieces. Our society is out of whack. Our society is out of commission. Our society is faulty. We live in a bullshit society. We live in a horseshit society. And we live in a dogshit society. The article goes on to say, Joseph, the real sexual abuse victim, is not believed and is actually punished for experiencing this abuse, also common for modern-day victims. Joseph was in a position of low power. He would have had nothing to gain and much to lose by making a false allegation of abuse because he was literally the property of the household. Abuse is always motivated by a lust for power and control. Abusers are usually in positions of power and control over their victims in some shape or form. How does this all make me feel? These are all calamities, all cataclysms, all catastrophes, all disasters, all tragedies. all conundrums. And all nightmares. In trauma trigger form. It says, when we look at the text, we see that Potiphar's wife uses several power plays. First, she targets a victim who has much less power than her, a slave. After Joseph runs away, leaving his coat with her, she screams to the other men in the household and repeatedly calls Joseph that Hebrew. At that point, she's likely using the power structure of racism. Egyptians believed that Hebrews were dirty and below them. Bringing up Joseph's lineage immediately slanted people against him. Thirdly, she appeals to her even more powerful husband, which she likely has great influence on. It was easy for her to make these false allegations of rape because of her position over Joseph. How does this all make me feel? This is all ravage. This is all havoc. This is all wreck. This is all devastation. This is all upheaval. This is all affliction. This is all infliction. This is all corruption. And this is why so many of us were made to feel cheated, we're made to feel defrauded, we're made to feel swindled, we're made to feel duped, we're made to feel tricked, we're made to feel imposed upon, we're made to feel victimized, we're made to feel beguiled, we're made to feel trapped, we're made to feel foiled, we're made to feel lured, we're made to feel taken in, we're made to feel bamboozled. We're made to feel hoodwinked, and we're made to feel deceived. They were lying to us. They injured us with their deception and their dishonesty. Then it says, so for Joseph, false allegations would not have been easy or beneficial. He had so much to lose by speaking up about the real abuse he was experiencing that it would have been ridiculous for him to even consider making up a false allegation. So yes, false rape allegations do happen on occasion, but they're often made by people who already have plenty of power. They often have power that will outweigh the ingrained tendencies to doubt and blame victims. People in low power positions are extremely likely to make false allegations because even true allegations are not likely to be believed. And more likely to be punished, especially if the abuse is from someone with influence, power, position, platform, racial privilege, or other types of status. Instead of focusing on the higher power individual in the story and allow her power play to somehow discredit modern abuse victims, I think the text is beckoning us to see, hear, and believe victims like Joseph. How does all of this make me feel? This truly We live in a world that treats people as commodities. They treat people as goods. They treat people as articles. They treat people as stocks. They treat people as merchandise. They treat people as wares. They treat people as materials. They treat people as possessions. They treat people as property. They treat people as assets. They treat people as belongings. They treat people as things. They treat people as stock and trade. They treat people as consumers' goods. They treat people as line. They treat line. They treat people as what one handles and what one is showing. Ugh. They treat people as chattel. They treat people as buck-breaking worthiness. They treat people as slave-breeding farms. Ashley Easter, who's a believer, this is what Ashley said. I think God is showing us how those who have low power more easily abuse, but despite this, God is the God of abuse victims. Joseph was sent to jail, which compounded the abuse, but God was still with him. Eventually, Joseph was raised up by God to the most powerful position in the nation, second only to Pharaoh. Joseph then used his position of power not to harm, but to save many lives from starvation. And a strong statement that God is with the powerless, the weak, the vulnerable, the used, and the abused. God is with you. It's a beautiful story of redemption. Well, not all abuse survivors are faith-based people. Some abuse survivors are faith-based people. Some abuse survivors are secular. And we got to be careful with the word redemption, because Joseph, the abuse survivor, did nothing wrong. So the redemption is not on him. In fact, it was Potiphar's wife's job to have herself undergo self-redemption. And we can't use trite quotations and catchy cliches. That doesn't heal anyone from anything. So how does all that make me feel? A lot of abusers can be condescending, patronizing, egotistic. Have superiority complexes because we're disdainful to them. Abusers are worthy of condemnation, denunciation, disappropriation, reproach, true accusations, blame, and objections. All abusers should be convicted and punished. All abusers should be sentenced. All abusers should be found guilty. And I've learned that all abusers should be confronted. What I mean is that No abuser should be allowed to get away with it and brag about it. And so my last words are that demoralization and degeneracy is real when it comes to abusers.